Medieval Collbató. 1. Street d'Amadeu Vives. Outside, al portal de Cambrós. Welcome to Collbató. This tour takes place through the streets of the medieval core of Collbató. It will let us follow the history of this small village near Montserrat, from its origins in the Middle Ages until almost the present day. We will also have the opportunity to delve into its buildings and its most well-known elements. To finish with, we will be able to learn about prestigious figures in the world of architecture and music who have been, or still are, somehow connected to Collbató. Collbató is a medieval village. Its inhabitants mainly live close to one another within its urban nucleus for centuries. Few families inhabited the scattered farmhouse throughout the area, most of which were concentrated in the Manonelles area, a dispersed settlement documented since the mid-20th century. We can now see it on the other side of the highway. Our tour starts here, outside the fortress. Any traveler who had come and approached this place centuries ago, we have appreciated the farming landscape dominated by different crops which belong to Las Parelladas. They surrounded the village and extended towards the south, where some vegetable gardens of the western plains have been settled. We'd be located where the present-day Carrer de Pau Beltran lies, alongside several vineyards, olive groves, tiny forest strongholds, and in the distance, the farmhouse of Las Manonelles. We are standing on the ancient road to Barcelona, up until recent known as Carrer de las Roquetas. However, it is located outside the walled core of Collbató. Those travelers who arrive at its gate would also find a farming landscape packed with crops, vegetables, gardens, and a pond called del Lladó or de Cambrós. Its uniqueness stems from the fact that it stands as the last medieval pond we have preserved. What is more, some even used it few decades ago. They did the laundry and watered the stock. Some of the paths opened through from the gate. They brought the visitors to different places within the territory. The one on the left, now disappeared, took them to the batch of soil, Dals Clots. It has now been divided in lots. The other one led to the castle if one went up hillside, or it led to La Font Closa if they bordered the hill. However, this path disappeared due to stone extraction for lime production. It took place in the 20th century. It has been documented that the castle was erected upwards a hill on the eastern side. Its construction dates back to 1113, although it could be older. It does not seem it stood as a border castle. In any case, we know it controlled the royal road between Barcelona and Montserrat when one reached Collbató. Historian Montserrat Pagès underlines its simplicity. It was made up of a tower and surrounding rectangular structure. According to what explained the chaplain of Collbató in 1789, it has windows and was the castle and the house of the Lord. The castle of Collbató, along with the area we have been just mentioned, pertained to the Viscounts of Barcelona until the 13th century, when it was inherited by the noble Dufort family. They possessed the castle until 1378, when it was acquired by the monastery of Montserrat, the legal owner until the abolition of the feudal system in 1835. The peasants were the vassals. That meant they were obligated to pay taxes, provide labor, and submit to their jurisdiction. For centuries, main source of wealth within the village were linked to the agriculture. The most important families possessed extensive lands and the care administered to pilgrims, called romeros, traveling to or from Montserrat. In fact, the many houses we will encounter here were at some point inns that provide food and lodging to pilgrims who had taken part in strenuous rambles. Between the 18th century and 19th centuries, the new streets outside the medieval core were opened and developed, such as El Carrer Nou, El de Bonavista, El de la Vinyeta, de Sant Jordi, and El Raval, modern-day Carrer de Pau Bertran.